Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. You know, I got to tell you, it's really great to be on the Genesis Network now. You've got about, 260 or 300 stations out there. And I know that our message is particularly relevant to the demographics of the Genesis audience. So I hope you folks appreciate what we're talking about. If you have any comments, positive, negative, what have you, just get hold of me. You can do that by going to our website, which is kereport.com. You can get all of my coordinates there in terms of phone numbers, email addresses, etc. Okay, got an interesting show this week. Bill Murphy, who is the originator of an organization called the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, is going to be talking about the gold market in the second segment. Steve Carr, interestingly enough, a very, very interesting man who lives in the Chicago area. He's the executive chairman of Alliance International Investors, Inc., and the former director of the director of development, I guess I should say, for the United Republican Fund of Illinois. Is going to discuss his concerns about his thoughts about the direction of our country right now. James Turk, who is considered by really most people to be the world's foremost authority on gold, is going to talk about the comments that came out this past week of people who feel that the current gold market really isn't sustainable. Going to go on with John Walter Williams, publisher of a great newsletter called Shadow Government Statistics. He's going to talk about the unemployment numbers that came out on Friday. And on and on and on. So I think you're going to find it's going to be very, very interesting and thought-provoking. We're going to start out this week as we do every week with Ted Anderson. Ted is the president of Midas, and he is also the president of Genesis. He and I are going to recap what happened in the gold market this week and give you our thoughts. Mr. Anderson, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's a joy to be with you as well.
A joy. Well, I haven't heard that one for a long time. Thank you very much for saying that. Listen, had a bit of a correction in gold yesterday, and a lot of folks said that while that was a result of the unemployment numbers that came out, other people are saying it was a result of some of the comments by the folks in mainland China. What do you think?
Well, you know, honestly, I think what happened there is there's a little bit of profit taking that's occurring in the futures market. There's some stops that have been set on long contracts that have probably been blown through. And in order to protect these people's position, their contracts, you know, will be sold out automatically mm-hmm. once you reach a certain point. And so, you know, I think that's what we're seeing here. In addition to this, China had a little warning yesterday talking about the gold prices being too high. China's trying to buy gold right now. So if there's any way that they can convince people that it should be a little bit lower, it's going to be to their benefit.
Sure.
And in addition to this, we had the unemployment figures come out and drop 0.2%.
Yeah.
And that was a little bit of a positive boost for the regular market. Therefore, it could have been negative towards gold as well and shaken a few people. I really look for these times. These are my favorite times because it gives me the opportunity to step in, buy into a marketplace that's a little bit lower, save some money. Usually,
yeah.
I mean, at least for the last couple of years when I do this, I'm looking a week later at almost $25, $30, $40 higher prices.
Sure.
I'm able to offer deals to my customers that wouldn't have normally been done.
Mm-hmm.
It just... And so, therefore, I like to step into the marketplace when I see this happening.
Well, I think most people do. You know, one thing that I think is really important, something that I've learned over the years, though, is that whether you're a gold bull or whether you're a gold bear, everyone agrees on one thing, and that is the reason to buy gold and or silver isn't necessarily to make a short-term profit. The reason to buy these commodities is so you can sleep better at night, so you know that you have a certain amount of your assets. You know, and my guideline is typically up to 10% usually. Okay, but you need to talk to an investment professional and have them actually take a very hard look at your situation and then give you an educated opinion. But Kathy and I use about 10%, you know, for ourselves. But knowing that we have that, even if the price of the metal goes down, I sleep better at night because I know if something happens, if something happens to our currency, if something happens, you know, that is really detrimental to our economy, I'm going to be able to go out and buy food because I've got small denominations of gold and silver. That's why you buy it. You don't buy it, in my mind, to make short-term profits, unless you're a trader.
Well, yeah, if you're a day trader or something like that, I mean, most people aren't doing it for that reason either.
Yeah.
You're right about that. I mean, the reason why people are buying gold right now is because they're watching foreign countries trying to get away from the United States dollar, looking at the headlines and, you know, this country dumps the dollar for gold, that country dumps the dollar for gold. What do you think that's doing to people here in the United States? I mean, if you're sitting on, you know, annuities or investments in the stock and bond market, you know darn well that you have some risk there, and you should be covering that risk with something physical that you can hold on to. And that's why it's important to buy gold.
You know, it's interesting that the Israelis came out on Thursday, December 3rd, and they came out basically and said, you know, people are going to have to get used to the fact that the U.S. dollar is going to go down in value. People are going to have to get used to the fact, and this is extrapolating a little bit from my standpoint, but people are going to have to get used to the fact that maybe the U.S. dollar is not going to continue to be the reserve world currency. I mean, what's wrong with a basket of currencies?
There really is nothing wrong with a basket of currencies. The sad part about it is that this country was designed to have its money coined in gold and silver.
Right.
We've set up this scheme to have fiat money and to let our politicians run on a printing press if they have problems.
Yeah.
And that's driving the value of what once was a world currency into a situation where we're more like any other country, and you know we're losing our credibility across the world, and I don't think that's a good thing. You know, we should be the greatest nation in the world, and we're letting ourselves fall to second world status.
Why do you say that? I don't disagree at all, but tell me, Ted, why you're saying that.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that is because foreigners, you know, they couldn't trust each other's currencies. Most of the time, they couldn't even trust their own.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go to the United States dollar as a refuge from this volatile fluctuation in their own currencies.
Right.
Well, now they're looking at the dollar, and they're saying that's not any better than any other currency.
Because it isn't.
You know,
it's not. It's not any better. Our dollar is based on absolutely zero. Yeah.
So therefore, a loss in credibility in the world just means that this once mighty nation that every other country would look up to follow for freedom and liberty and all these great reasons why the United States was so wonderful is being just thrown right into the toilet.
Yeah.
And it's not good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good for anybody in the entire world because, you know, personal freedoms and liberty, you know, that's what makes this nation great. And we, you know, we should celebrate that by having a solid base in a responsible currency system. And again, it kind of leads back to our political system along with the monetary system, how they tie together.
Yeah.
And, you know, put it this way, the United States people do not want to be accountable for having all this debt. And because of that, we're driving the dollar into the toilet.
We're driving the dollar in the toilet because the economy's in trouble. Economies around the world are in big trouble. And the reason that we got to be in trouble in the first place is because we dropped the asset status of our currency and assumed a fiat status. You can spend as much money as you want and not even have to worry about budgetary issues if you can print as much money as you want. And that's the situation that the United States is in right now. We can print as much money as we want. And consequently, it's getting us in trouble. I have to tell you, Nixon back in 1971 didn't do us a big favor by taking us off the gold standard when de Gaulle basically said, I want gold, I don't want U.S. dollars anymore. I think this is going to change. Mr. Anderson, sir, listen, always a pleasure. And again, hope you folks out there in the Genesis Network contact me with your comments, either positive or negative. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, the two-hour version airing on these Genesis Network radio stations. I am back, as promised, with Bill Murphy. For those of you who are new listeners to the program, let me tell you a little bit about Bill. I've known the guy for quite some time now. I am active in his organization, which is GATA, the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Bill is, I think, well, he's certainly one of the more emotional people out there, but he's also one of the most best, I guess I should say, best informed people out there when it comes to issues dealing with gold. Bill is a very strong believer in the fact that the price of gold is manipulated. I'm not sure if you think it continues to be manipulated, but in the past, for the last 7 or 8 years or so, you were firmly convinced that the price of gold was manipulated, and you felt that that was very, very counter to the free markets and capitalism, and I would agree with that one 100%. Bill, we're in a very, very exciting gold market right now. As all listeners are aware, gold is trading at levels we've never seen before. It would appear that it is in an upward direction that is not going to be reversed for quite some time, if ever. Let's start out by educating our listeners a little bit about GATA and how GATA has a relevance to the situation that we're in right now.
Yes, Al. We discovered, Chris Powell, my colleague, and I discovered a decade ago that the bull market was being suppressed, manipulated by the gold cartels, the U.S. government, Goldman Sachs, the government, Treasury's Bank, and Morgan, the Fed's Bank, the Bank of England, and a few others.
How did you discover that?
Oh, it was a lot of things. I don't have time to get it now, but after long-term capital management blew up, and I'm a pretty big trader sometime, and I saw the banks orchestrated things selling in certain places, and I heard a whole bunch of things, and we have 10 years of evidence to back it up, and we don't even almost feel like we have to go there anymore. But the exciting part for your listeners is we realized back then that the central banks were going through their gold to suppress the price.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been consistent with this for years, and around 2001 they had to pull a retreat. They've been in there ever since. But what the reason the gold price is exploding now is because the gold cartel is running out of enough gold to meet a huge supply-demand deficit of, say, maybe 1,000 to 1,500 tons. It could be even much greater than that. They have hit the wall. We predicted this.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Veneroso, one of our consultants at Durban, South Africa, in our international conference, May in 2001, predicted that the central bank, because he's the one who got me out of this about these gold loans,
mm-hmm.
that in 7 to 10 years, the central banks will hit the wall and they won't be able to do what they were doing. And sure enough, when 8.5 years later, that's exactly what's happened, just as our camp predicted. And it's, by the way, Al, we've been riding this for 9 years in a row.
Well,
as you well know, we've been the staunchest bulls
right.
out there. We knew what was going to happen and why. And even to this day, most people have no clue about what's going on in the gold market.
Okay, why would someone attempt to suppress the price of gold, Bill?
Real simple, because it affects, and by the way, Greenspan mentioned this in former Fed minutes that we have, so it's not just us guessing. He talks about it. They suppress the price because, as he said, it affects market psychology. And affects the U.S. dollar. It affects interest rates. And if you keep the gold price lower than where it would, which would be, it affects the markets. That's according to Alan Greenspan himself.
But
psychology. What's happening now?
Look, let me just interrupt you for a second. Somebody spoke at your conference in Washington, D.C. about a year and a half ago called by the name of Al Corlin.
Yes.
And he said exactly the same thing. There's only one reason anybody would want to do this, and that's simply because the price of gold is perhaps the best indicator out there of people's feelings about economic conditions.
Al, you're so right, and it's funny. For a decade, I've been talking about shoot the messenger or the barometer.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about just what you're saying. In these Fed minutes, Alan Greenspan uses the word thermometer. Keep
yeah.
the thermometer down. That's what he says, and we've been talking barometer.
Yeah. Well, there's not much difference between a thermometer.
I don't think so.
No, not really. I mean, but okay, so perhaps one could say that by suppressing the price of gold, I mean, Bill, you have to admit, our economy is based on, you know, if you want to call it something in a derogatory sense, you'd say a house of cards. If you want to talk about it in a little more positive sense, you'd say that our economy is based on confidence, consumer confidence, okay? Now, if our economy is based on that, and I don't think anybody can argue that it's not, if our economy is based on that, why in the heck wouldn't the governments want to keep the price of gold down? Because that would make people feel warm and fuzzy and go out and buy stuff and, you know, keep the snowball rolling down the hill.
Well, that's exactly what's happened. Why they don't want the gold price where it is. They have no choice. And if I might say, it's something I've been saying for weeks and months now. There is a major short position in the gold market. It is the gold cartel. They're getting squeezed. Yesterday there was something like 2688 or 286 the other day. Contracts, December contracts in the COMEX settled with cash. Cash. They didn't deliver the gold. And this is, to me, clear evidence of the terrible position the shorts are in, that there isn't the gold out there that people think there is. There's paper claims on the same gold. There's now obvious delivery problems. We've been talking about this for a long time. We know we've said for over a month that the gold market in London is very tight. It's hard to buy. And what you have is an old-fashioned short squeeze in the gold market.
Yeah.
And that's why we go up every day.
Well, and it's going to continue to go up every day. You know, in my opinion, Bill, the causative factor, the main, I mean, there's a lot of causative factors behind this, but in my opinion, the main one is the actions of the folks in the Far East. I mean, they realize the worthless nature of U.S. dollars, because anybody with any degree of economic knowledge would totally understand that the U.S. dollar today really is based on nothing, and consequently, in a very real sense, not only is it based on nothing, it is nothing other than an expression of confidence. And I think that the people in the Far East are starting to realize this, and they are purchasing gold in defense of their own currencies, for lack of better terms. And I think that this is going to be that action on the part of the Chinese, the Indians, etc., perhaps could be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Well, you know, that line, Al, the U.S. media here still will not, well, 11 years we've not been able to get on TV, or the press won't cover what we're doing, but the Russians came to our conference in the Yukon, Gold Rush 21, Andrei Baikov.
Yeah.
2 days later, the gold price exploded. He said it was the finest conference he's ever been to. Recently, he met up with Goddess Chris Pell. He said, boy, were you guys right. And Goddess had 3 conference calls with the Chinese Investment Corporation, which is the Chinese Sovereign Wealth Fund. The Chinese, for the last year and a half, going back to 2008, April, they want to know all that Goddess has to know. And so you're right about the interest over there, of course. And it's obvious now with the Chinese buying and other people buying that they're all over the market, and they're encouraging their citizens to buy gold aggressively, and
yeah,
silver too.
You know, the thing that I find interesting about all of this is that gold has been the currency of last resort since day one. Gold was talked about in the Old Testament. Gold was talked about in the New Testament, along with silver. It is amazing to me that President Nixon ever took us off the gold standard, because, you know, a lot of the really major challenges that we're facing in our economy today, Bill, is because we are involved with a fiat currency. The U.S. dollar is based on nothing. The mistakes that we made would have been prevented if the U.S. dollar was based on an asset like gold. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenylcarvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthRevealed.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthRevealed.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are airing on these 260-some-odd Genesis radio stations right now. We're somewhat new to this network. This is our third week. I'll tell you, it's a pleasure to be here because I think that you folks who are listening are truly, truly of the same mind that we are, and that is we are somewhat concerned. Take out the word somewhat. I and most of my guests are concerned about some of the things that are going on in our country right now. We are not advocating any kind of overthrow or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. But we feel that given the current conditions right now, economically, morally, and in some other areas, that people need to be aware of both sides of every picture, as opposed to simply one side, which is kind of a feel good, warm and fuzzy philosophy that we think is perhaps not appropriate right now to a very large extent. I am chatting right now with a gentleman who I met in Chicago probably a month and a half or so ago, Steve Carr. Steve is a very interesting individual. He shares my views, and today and in the past, he has expressed his thoughts both privately and also on the record in terms of radio, et cetera, et cetera. Steve, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, listen, it's a privilege being with you, you know, being a former radio guy myself, soon to be reinvigorated radio guy, as you know, after the first of the year.
Yep.
I consider you the legend of natural resource radio, so thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was chatting with Ty Andrus earlier today, and that was the term that he used also. But I don't really think that I'm a legend, certainly. But and I will say that people, I think, sometimes misunderstand where I'm coming from, and that is I'm not really necessarily just a natural resources guy. I'm a guy who is very interested in macroeconomics on a worldwide level, because we're living in times right now, Steve, that I never in my wildest dreams believed would have occurred.
Well, and I'm there too, Al. And back in 79, I was in the lumber business, and I was in the run-up of silver and gold back then, where silver went to $50 an ounce and gold went to $850. Fortunately, Al, when things came apart, I was in gold, because you know the rest of the story, to use radio speak, on silver, was down limit 21 days in a row. But I was able to get out on the second day on a limit down day. It came off a limit. I had been not just in the lumber business, but started trading in commodities. And I've been in commodities ever since, just like you've been in natural resources for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a concern back then, Al, that if this guy wouldn't have come along by the name of Ronald Reagan, who had a vision for the country, that we could have faced really severe economic circumstances even back in 1979. Now, what we have in this day and age, as you and I have talked about, is fiat currency insanity on steroids. We have got debt to the tune of unfunded liabilities of $200 trillion with a T dollars. Al, that comes out to $600,000 per American citizen. It's crazy.
Oh, it's absolutely crazy. And unfortunately, the people who are going to have to deal with this thing head on are my kids and your kids, and our children are about the same age, Steve. And I am very, very concerned about their futures.
Absolutely. You know, I just flew back recently, Al, from Huntsville, Alabama, and I sat next to this very intelligent young lady, 31 years old, a little younger than my oldest daughter, Liz. And I was able to just talk with her about these things. She had voted for Obama. She is still excited about, you know, what's happening and change that she can believe in, so to speak, even though some things have happened recently where she's really starting to question. But, you know, Al, one of the things I loved about our time together in Chicago, and as we're looking at doing this kind of thing together, getting this message out to people, is we have very severe problems, and people are addressing those problems. But there are also very, very sound solutions. Literally overnight, there's about a dozen different things that, if they're done, can turn this around for our kids and our grandkids. They're systemic problems, and therefore they're systemic solutions. And I know that you are identifying many of those just like we are.
Yeah. You know, I find it interesting, getting back to your conversation about our president with this lady who you were flying back from Huntsville with. It's I think what we have in the United States today is that we have a major, major area of philosophical differences. I think that President Obama is very, very focused on what he calls income redistribution, you know, good things for everybody, the government kind of helping everybody out, so to speak. And that's, you know, in an ideal sense, I mean, I don't agree with it, but not that I don't agree with helping people out, because my wife and I, as you know, have put our money where our mouths are in that area. But, you know, the income redistribution is going to be very, very, and socialism is going to be incredibly negative for our country, because our country was built, Steve, on free markets. We got to be the strongest country in the world, and basically the peacekeepers in many sense of the world, because of our strength. And that truly came from free markets, didn't come from income redistribution and socialism. And I personally believe, and thank God we live in a free country where we can say this, but I really believe that is the wrong way to go.
Yeah, you know, Al, I love the saying, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And I have to say that in my past, I haven't been perfect. I was very involved in what I would refer to now as kind of the radical right. Mm-hmm. I think I shared with you that the last few years I've become an independent.
Right.
You know, Ronald Reagan was famous for saying, Al, that he didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left him.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel a little bit the same way. I was very involved with the Republican Party. You know, during the Reagan years, I was the director of development for what became the largest PAC in the state of Illinois, the United Republican Fund of Illinois, where we won 83.5% of our primary races in 86, and then took control of the Illinois House and the Illinois Senate, which is a very liberal state, obviously, in Illinois. But, you know, the thing, Al, that I'm excited about is this. There are solutions out there, and that's what our young people need to hear. You know, I went with my little girls, Al, to see 2012, the movie, right? And it's doom and gloom. If the ozone layer doesn't get you, then, you know, the global warming's going to get you. And if that doesn't get you, a terrorist bomb is going to get you. And there's this doom and gloom, and there's no hope, and hogwash. You know, there are solutions in all of this stuff. We're going to have a default again, I believe, in the U.S. dollar. We've had it before. The saying, you know, worthless as a continental, where they defaulted 200 continental dollars to one silver dollar. You know, I've been in Europe. You've been in, you know, around the country, around the world. They're thousands of years old. Guess what? They've gone through recessions, depressions, mass migrations, genocide. They're still there. We're still going to be there. The question is, Al, will those of us who are after positive win-win solutions capture the upper hand, or will the other side, and when people reach in their cabinet, are they going to reach for a gun, or are they going to reach for a constitution, or maybe if necessary, both? But we can go ahead and lay out these solutions and say, listen, do you want to be a part of the solution? If there's 100 items, Al, I don't care if I disagree with your listeners on 97 of them. What I want to find is the three areas we agree, and how can we work together to see solutions in those three areas?
You know, I agree with you 100%. This is all about, and my show is all about trying to, number one, make the public aware of commonalities, make the public aware of the other side of a picture, not the picture that's painted in the conventional media, but the picture that's painted from both sides. Let them make up their own minds, and then, you know, when people make up their own minds, at that point we can continue to make the United States the great country that it was. Steve Carr, thank you so much. Steve is going to be back in a couple of weeks. We're going to continue these discussions.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sell of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report, the weekend edition. We are here to wrap up this particular hour, the last 10 minutes, chatting with James Turk. James is considered among most people in the gold sector to be the dean of all of the analysts. James is a published author. His latest book, which he wrote with John Rubino, is entitled The Collapse of the Dollar. James has been a frequent guest on our program. I have I've spoken with James at various investment conferences where he has been a headliner. He's really considered to be the ultimate authority when it comes to issues dealing with gold and gold-related investments in the world. James, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hi, Al. Thanks very much.
We are in an interesting situation right now. The value of an ounce of gold continues to climb. We're actually getting more and more press in what I would call the conventional press when it comes to gold. Yet there are many, many people on the sidelines who are saying, we think gold is overbought. We think it is at a price which is really representative of a bubble. William Gamble, who is the president of Emerging Market Strategies, is quoted as saying, I cannot think nor have I read of any coherent economic reasons for gold at this level. Gold has climbed too far, too fast, end quote. I personally don't at all agree with that, and I can give what I feel are some very, very basic, sensible, fundamental reasons for my thoughts. But let's hear it from you, James. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either, Al. You know, this is going to be the ninth year in a row that gold has risen. You know, and people look at that and they say, well, gosh, you know, gold's expensive. You know, sometime it has to correct. But what is happening is that the problems with the dollar and the other national currencies are becoming so great,
mm-hmm.
you know, that people are moving out of national currencies and going into gold. And the real determining factor as to whether gold is expensive or not is relative value. There's so much paper being created by central banks around the world compared to the existing above-ground stock of gold.
Mm-hmm.
All of my historical measures, and I'm speaking here specifically of my fear index, which I've been relying on for decades, it still shows that on a relative basis, gold is still cheap as well as it's done, you know, over these past 10 years. And, you know, I'd like to draw the comparison to, you know, what happened back in 1983, you know, when the Dow finally broke above 1,000 for the first time. And, you know, I remember very well when the Dow was 1,100, 1,150, 1,200, you know, everybody kept coming out and saying, oh, the Dow's expensive, it's got to correct, et cetera, et cetera. And if you had that kind of attitude, you missed the Dow tripling over the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the price of gold has the ability to triple over the next 3 years as well. Because, again, you know, what's happening on the monetary front. There's one other thing to keep in mind, you know, when you're looking at any bull market, and, you know, clearly gold is in a bull market.
Sure.
Bull markets come in different stages.
Mm-hmm.
And each stage is marked by change in attitudes. The first stage is one where you get apathy and neglect. You know, nobody even wants to look at gold. And that's where we've been for the past 8 years when gold was under $1,000 an ounce. When it went over $1,000 earlier, a few months ago, you know, my view was it was just going to keep going because we're now entering the second stage of the bull market. You know, people are increasingly recognizing that, you know, gold is still cheap and undervalued. They want to participate in the bull market. But the interesting thing from a psychological point of view is there's still a lot of skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
And that addresses what you mentioned that you're seeing and hearing these days, that, you know, people are questioning what's happening. The third stage is when gold goes parabolic. And that's when everybody is telling you all of the positive good things about gold. And that's when you should be leery. That's when we're going to be taking profits on the gold that we've been accumulating, you know, this decade long.
Now, let's talk a little bit about that fear index, because I'm a real believer in that. I would maintain that people purchase gold so they can sleep better at night. That's why my wife and I buy silver. We can sleep better at night. I buy silver instead of gold simply because I think when you're investing lower amounts of money, I think it's probably easier to do that. But anyway, having said that, the way that I felt immediately after I started buying and taking possession of silver was that, you know, I'm going to sleep better. I am sleeping better because I know I have something just in case the currency fails. Now, that's a pretty simple fear index on my part. James, what's yours?
Well, you know, I agree with what you're saying, Al. It makes complete sense. You know, you are prepared and you are protected come what may.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my philosophy is very simple. You always have to hope for the best, but you have to prepare for the worst.
Easy.
And when it comes to money, you know, owning gold or owning silver, owning physical gold, physical silver. And I'm not talking about the paper products
mm-hmm.
because they're a financial asset and they come with counterparty risk.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, physical metal. That's what you need to be able to sleep well at night, just in case there's a monetary blow-up. And, you know, given what's happening in central banks around the world, I do think there is more financial troubles to come. You know, we're not out of this crisis by any stretch of the imagination, and I think the economy is going to, you know, get worse as well. But getting back to the fear index, basically what the fear index does is it looks at the amount of physical gold available in the world relative to the amount of national currencies in the world. And it's essentially saying how much is in central banks versus the paper currency and total national currency that is circulating.
Mm-hmm.
It basically is a measure of how much gold is backing national currencies. Now, historically, back in the 19th century, it would normally be about 40%. In the early part of the 20th century, that really dropped to, you know, 10 to 15% on average. And then throughout the 50s and 60s, it declined even further to, you know, 1 to 1.7%.
Mm-hmm.
But where we are at the moment is we're basically essentially the same levels as to where we were when gold was at $35 back in 1971. We're, you know, about 1.7, 1.8%. We're less than 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And that suggests to me we have a long way to go. The fear index was 10% in 1980 when gold reached, you know, at the peak of its last bull market.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just say we're going to go from 2% to 10% this time, that means the price of gold is going to rise five times in the future, assuming M3 stays constant. And if M3 expands because it's the denominator of the fraction, the price of gold is going to go even higher. So, you know, this is a multi-decade bull market. We only began the second stage when, you know, gold's gone over $1,000 an ounce. We've got a long way to go. And, you know, one thing that I've been saying all along is the way to approach this is don't try to trade it every month, month in,
no.
month out. You
right.
know, just save sound money. In other words, buy that physical gold or physical silver and view it to be your savings account. You know, savings are always a good thing. And when you're saving sound money, that's even better.
I would agree 100%. You know, it's interesting. I had a case with a listener here probably about, I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago, but I was talking on the show about how my wife and I had just purchased some more silver. We paid $14.50 an ounce for it, and you know, with a slight premium above that for because we actually took delivery of it. And I had a listener say, "You're an idiot. You know, precious metals are to make money in. When you announced on the air that you'd purchase silver at $14.50, I shorted it. I ended up covering my short at $12.50. Ha ha ha." My response to that was, that's not why I buy precious metals. I don't buy precious metals for short-term trading. I buy precious metals because just like every house needs a foundation, every family needs a financial foundation, you know, and I'm not saying put all of your money into precious metals, but I'm saying, what the heck is wrong with around 10%? Absolutely nothing wrong with that, because you know what? Nobody can take it away from you, and it's not going to go away. And regardless of how bad things get, or for that matter, how good things get, you're still going to have it. And there's no other commodity out there that you can do that with. Absolutely none.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's a good example today, this cash for gold and some of these things where you can send in your broken jewelry and whatnot, they send you a check. Well, you know, what gold is doing is it's time-tested and proven usefulness. You know, people are taking their gold. I mean, times are hard, and so they're actually, you know, sending their gold in. They're tapping their savings to get through tough economic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's basically what gold and silver will do for you. You know, it's a form of savings.
My parents and my grandparents, well, let's say my grandparents. My grandparents were able to escape from China in 1949, okay? Remember what happened in 49? The communist regime took over. My parents were white Russians. My grandparents, I'm sorry, were white Russians living in Harbin. The only reason that they were able to leave mainland China and come to Seattle, Washington, because they bought their way out. And you know what? They bought their way out with gold and diamonds. Had they not had that, who knows what would have happened. Big Al's going to be right back after the top of the hour. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.